According to his Zion, Ishi Yeshichidi, his Jew has his unique purpose, which is time, and I'm good for him, and if he doesn't, they're going to get done. And then in that aspect manifests itself in the relationship of my relationship with Hashem being the Gaga Rayo C, my wife. Hashem is my wife. Because the Ren Tzadik Zav, the Nisayin is Eilu, Shem Buchin is Kiddush, Shem Shemayim Vasei, Tehidim is Yachidim Boyer. Specifically in the one, in the interpersonal Nisayinus that nobody really gets to see, nobody knows what's going on, it's after there that a person gets to drain with a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a way that you don't get anywhere else. You can't speak this out, it's a long, long paragraph. Come on, Tachlis HaBrei HaYilin Eich HaLosa Shal HaKodesh Baruch Hu Liz Yachidimoy. As we said, the purpose of the creation is to become the bride, the wife of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to become one with him. Kolz man shidi yo yosek lo yosek kesha ze im avik sheva shamayim. As long as a Jew is not creating this relationship with his Father in heaven, Keshirud of the Kinnis Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, this relationship is what's called Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, the same way somebody can be Machalo Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, can every love in the Torah we hold is a Chilul Hashem, even if you do it on your own in a room and no one sees, there's some sort of Chilul Hashem taking place there. So too, there's this aspect of Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, when a person binds himself to Hashem in a way that nobody else sees. The Gimze Machshavosav V'Liv Echeida Lifnim Echeida. In the hidden recesses of his thought, and in the depths of his heart, the room within the room, the circle within the circle, until he does that, Adayin Rochol Krum in the Kudus Abrei V'Techlisa. He is very far from the Kuda, the purpose of the creation and its purpose. The Yechel Lekayim, how the mitzvah slices, how the Dvorim, Tovim, and Moralim. He can keep lots of mitzvahs, and he can do wonderfully elevated things. And you can't take away from that, you have to do that. Not to looking at it all. Ulam Kos Manchelon Giles, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Metzvayni Limoi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Rochot Memeni. Until he's able to reveal Hashem to himself, in the hidden recesses of his own heart, so that Hashem is very far away from it. The Matara Laham Chishes Dvorim Nidal et Menu Shnei Achim. Moedik a Meister. Moedik a Meister. It's a Moshe. Let's imagine for ourselves two brothers. Shneim Yehudim Yerushamayim Yerushpoch and Echbada. Both of them are Yerushamayim, from Jews, from a wonderful family. Kaiv Mikin Latayev, Vahitzkin, Vemitzchen Lefanosom. They come to the Torah and they do their business and their work and they're wonderful, respected members of the community. Shneim Yeduim Kenediva Av, Vahim Mezbilim Mekatzvam Haimla, the Torah's most Torah, stock of a chesed. And besides that, they give an enormous amount of money to Stocker and Chesed and they supporters of the community. Shema Mishmaitzes Me'al Moistes Rabin Shurukma La'achreina V'kola L'chaytzeim V'dachem Hei Mekachim Shem Shemayim B'Rabin. Their names are on buildings, and they're amongst them, they're well-known kings of the Stocker, Mermin Taylor, Dimishras, Trumbaz, perfect pillars of the community, right? And then the Kaddish Shem Shemayim B'Rabin, no question. We are here in the river of the Yitzchir, we bow at the Yitzchir, we bow at the Yitzchir, we bow at the Yitzchir. Women get involved in the business deal, and it comes out like business deals sometimes come out, because this is bad news. The year I remember the Moshe is called the Tavak Al-Kadi, he's about to lose his whole financial standing. Well, the Hakkish is Shmoy Baina Bill, and his name's going to become pretty rotten out there. He's not going to be like popular guy like that, right? He's not able to withstand the test. He says and he's hard to decide. Mechasti Salevik means to be a famous stocker. Half of what I'm going to make from this deal is going to stocker. Because I'm going to make it. All the Moises are very happy. They've got a big check that month.
Chaim Amshich in the Zoyim HaMayim and Mishayit Kizach Kari Zan Wanderfli a soccer peichim is this as develops and goes Mamshich with a soccer the man is Chaim HaMayim Kiddush Hem Shemayim Beramim to be Yomim Yomim it's a game of beauty last year he's on he carries something a big ball called soccer and Kiddush Hem Shemayim and he's lost beautiful everything's wonderful no more so Achim Asher Kamayi is the birth in Mutzlachas he done it in a similar deal the Yedish used to do a lot of the most it's a form of Tava Kalkanila I was a spy with Chayv Remi Spokto he doesn't deal with that to ruin him and his family with the Shekin Katan Yechel and Atzel and Teis Mezer and he knows that with one day I can get out of the enormous situation that he's about to plunge into Achayv Remi can do all about it and he doesn't decide he's not to so I like the last one he doesn't decide to do anything on his own where I like the one he doesn't want to shine well, that's 26 hours, and I will, he's still a sasser. He's not going to laugh. He's not going to be over, he's still a sasser. The loch is that you have to give up all your wealth, and only be over one love in the Torah. That's the loch. Finished. You decide himself, call me, my name, no love, and he said, I have lost no sasser. Ain't it? Rels Lashetler. You know, the mission to Lara. When he's the only thing he's told, he was staying for test. And he listens to the rope. Kitsi Fayez expected, it's in the Chinim Leogadet, the Tzurim is Chavedet. Ach, Ach Echad, Eim Amami, no one believes it. Lo Mokhon Mepet Lo Ashray, Vu Mokhras Kupon Shit Rego. He's bankrupt, also made him the money. His name gets dragged through the mud. Habizainas have made it, he's embarrassed to death. Kulam Betuchim Shurama, I don't think he's a liar and a bonus. Michael Gaz and Vishal Shem is Gnai and his study law. Yeah, I don't understand, Magadi, right?
He made a hill of Hashem?
What? You don't understand? Let's not understand what he did. We can't call him the Rosh Hashem a hill of Hashem.
No, but in public his name is like jury of you as a kid.
People don't trust him. People think that he's a big elephant, he's a big liar, and he's a...
They think he's a gossip, so it's a hill, I mean...
In our eyes we would call that a hill of Hashem. The Torah doesn't call that a hill of Hashem, but you have to tell you who calls that now. It looks on the outside like a chilul Hashem. Yeah. Kulam shem hayt zu maiz last week with custom shel yoseinu v'amon and tamikodim v'yode. Bnei zav again a pekan v'roshem melabin. Dino achiv man shiklar chen shemayim. Vekino ala tere v'ala avoyde. Vo eise shiduchim nitroim v'yom ado v'afilu toim af achiv v'yode.
His brothers make a wonderful shidduch and everything, and this guy stops. No one wants to know him, no one's interested in him.
With the Kiddush Shemayim Begimel, Vare Sha'achiv Nechshav, Gemar Hashem Shemayim Gadol. The other brother, in the world of Kiddush Shemayim now, Avare is doing a big Kiddush Shemayim Gadol. Ach ba'olam ha'emes korech ha'vare yaskim kishore shol shimen ha'yered rav v'otzim who become a becomer. They won't agree that the other brother who did the last thing in Lod, he's already going to be much greater. But with Shemayim u'choshlu v'har v'yaytim achim in Shemayim, when he gets to Shemayim, he's going to get front row seat and his brother's going to be stepped there in the standing room on his life. Madura, why? He was Makkadosh Shem Shemayim privately, but no one knew about it. Dovid HaMelech was another classic example of this. Dovid HaMelech lived his whole life, but people think he was a mamzer and he was a this and he was a sheva, and it was only awkward, but Shlomo HaMelech was Makkadosh that he was a big study. But his whole life, until he died, people were just thinking that he was a joke. In Shemayim they said otherwise. Levi Rois is raised by none of them trainers. This whole thing that happened to me between him and Hashem. Hashem, you're telling me that I can't make this little law and save the situation. I'm doing what you want. And it's going to be a chilul Hashem and people are going to this and this and this. And people are going to fuck! That's what you want. I'm better withstand this. But that's between him and Hashem. There's no one else he can talk to about this. Who else is going to understand it? His wife's probably not too interested in him. The kids on it. He's lost everything. So who's he got left? The only one who knows what he's doing is Hashem. That's called Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seisei, in a hidden way. Levad, Reis is Reis Benelah Ben Tena, Kosh Bochu, Amid Reis in Nisrein Beira, Kosh Bochu gave him a terrible, terrible hit. V'u Gileh Es Ha'avotzei L'Kodesh Oruch L'Kodesh Bochu B'Seisei. And he revealed his love for Kosh Bochu, and no one else knows about it. He's not going to give his PS my newspaper report on a big tzaddik here. He said the most kickless thing anyone could ever do.
And no one knows about it. So we'd rather get a hole in one and then pick her, you know. Levad, the oasis is for Ella Ben Tena, because both Amiris and Zeno, though Gilas are both because both the Tetris. Zu Bechines, Heide and Yechud, she yesh to call you a deal in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is a Heide Yechud that every Jew has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
It's
not just a nice side issue. This is the purpose of what we're living for. He's lacking the inner relationship with Hashem. Why is he being a schar on the device of mit Venoisoi? And why do you get schar for the mitzvah he did? No one's saying not, and I don't know how much he's going to get punished. This is a hard case. No one's judging Reuben.
Also, not all the mitzvahs don't become possible because they were done with...
I don't know. Now, Hashem judges things in his world. I don't know. They're not the best mitzvahs in the sky. He'll get some schar for them. But he still took money that was his and gave away and everything. He made a little law, okay?
Like a stolen new law.
I don't know. Halachically, you have to go and see exactly. I don't know. But I'm just saying, he's not the biggest evil guy in the world. He saved himself. He had a terrible test. I don't know how many people would withstand a test like this. Not today. 100 years ago, for most of the average Jew, this wasn't a test. You didn't lie. No one lied. Who lied? Your word is your word. Business is business. And you went vicer. The sheikh that he used to bring his man fun up with the rug with a shawl, and the rug used to bust and trace. It's true. They never fun up for the man. There are not too many people that do that today. That's why you have to have 50 mashgichim at every heksha, and every, because there's so much money involved. There's so much. Who knows what's going on out there? Greed's very big. I once, so before Schmidt, I once asked. Also be angry with that Schmidt, like, what do you do? How careful do you have to be? He doesn't like answering these kind of questions, but he said, I don't know, but there's a lot of money involved, you better be careful. When there's lots of money involved, you have to be careful. People, when it comes to money, people, I don't know if this guy's going to be judged or whatever, but one thing's for sure, the test of Kiddush Shem Shemayim Basaita, he failed. That's for sure. He's lacking an inner relationship with a college professor. Rav Nach will start losing some calls and insanity. There's a cop standing next to you and you steal anyway. Then you're insane. That's a mile forward insanity. So he used to say, so the advantage you have is at least we know we're insane. People out there that are stealing and doing and lying with that, I don't know that they've been insane, so they think it's normal. At least we know that we're insane. So that's already a miler that you know you're a mashuga, and there's already a big miler. So don't lose that advantage. Don't give up the advantage of knowing you're insane. It's important. No, you do. If you've got a personal inner relationship with a Kosh Baruch or whatever, so you wouldn't take a diamond and smash it on the floor for a moment's pleasure. You would take out a shovel and then a diamond and we smash them all the time for a momentary pleasure. So that's a mild form, major form of insanity. Oh, you don't believe you have a diamond. Well, that's you're going to throw him at Midmoisei. And then he can't tell the time of Dragos Achiv. He's never going to get anywhere near the level that his father achieves. Rough one there, eh? In business, you have these tests and whatever, you know. Can you imagine, eh? I mean, look, if you take this Madoff scene, let's just take Madoff for example. Take it real, yeah? Imagine what he's going through, the designers, I mean, talking him stuff, whatever. Let's say he could have, you know, saved the whole thing and turned the whole thing around with one little laugh. Yeah? And he chose not to. He called up the cops and said, come get me, here I am. So, we all think this guy, look at what he lost. Who knows in Shemayim? I don't know. I'm not saying he did, I'm just using an example. For example, he said, yes, to make it more real. You know, make $15 billion of orphans and widows and stock of money real. Who knows? You look at one guy, you think he's a big deal. You look at another guy, you think, You don't know in Shemayim who's a big deal and who's the act and who's the... We know nothing. Why? Because there's a whole world called Cheide Yichud with Hashem. And we don't know what people are up to. How many times did there the town miser... Everybody denigrated and cheated like the dads, could never get stock or whatever. After he died, so many people realized there was no food in town.
the son of God, he was the guy that was giving everybody food and everything, and then putting checks under their doors every Friday and paying the collect balls. It was a Maaseh Yerushalayim, Maaseh Shaharo. It was a guy that people didn't like so much, and he was a big schnorrer, and when everybody got stuck or whatever, after he died, suddenly people didn't understand that the Macaulay girls didn't study. And so the Bible Macaulay told him, who do you think you paid your accounts all the years? So he's not quiet, they're not telling anybody, hey, this one's accounts, this one's accounts, this one's accounts, whatever. And people, that's being the kind of shame to mind, the same thing. No one knew. Nisan is my name, Mikrashim, because and not big tests like this, but we always have these little machinists, these little tests we have all the time. Hemlochayim liyais bedwarim gedalim gehetsim koma minor. They don't have to be that big that you're going to lose your whole panasa. Well, the mice of Billy Yesh Bechayv, how do we say this main Elu? Shalom Ava, Rotten Hashem Befeser. We have plenty of opportunities not to be able to Rotten Hashem Befeser. To Shafakat any way of saying where no one's going to see you. Zuha Kesha Yechido Shiyei Shloim Abayre. When the Nesun Hun Yachid in Koine the Ava Vereh. At these moments of being alone and having an opportunity to meet Yachid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you stand and you say that one binds together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ava and Reyes. He was just to tell the story, he was in the hotel room once. He got up to the hotel room, he was on business, whatever, he got to the hotel room. And he got in there and he had his stuff. You know what to do? And there was this plasma screen. Who's going to know? What's on the screen? Who's going to know? No one will know. But you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather sit down with you and learn a stuff tomorrow than have to go play somewhere else because you want to watch a movie that Hashem doesn't want to watch. He said it was a hard story. He told us all this. It was a real story. But he met Gavin and he said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you the movie, let's go there. And no one ever knew about it. There was between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever. Those are Yichud moments. We have it all the time. We are alone very often. What do we do with that time? No one's going to know. You're not going to get any brownie points, no big faces, no one's going to say, well done. That's in the Kuduya. And that's a hard moment. There's a very hard moment. It was a Lezer's prophecy Talmidim, that your fear of Hashem should be the same as your fear of Boss of a dog. And the Talmidim said, what? That's it? And he said, Alevai. Alevai, your fear of Hashem will be like the way you fear Boss of a dog. You find yourself doing something, you think to yourself, you know, if someone I knew would walk in now, I'd have to stop. You can't get on doing this. And of course, Boss is watching. So, you know, where's the relationship? The figures told me once, he was once a boffer. He was, I don't remember where he was. He walked in, there was a boffer sitting at the computer watching a movie. He went to the boffer and he said to the head on his shoulder, he said, tell me something, do you think Hashem's sitting here watching this movie with you? The boffer said, what do you mean Hashem watched this rubbish? Hashem, what do you mean, of course, he said, why are you doing something that Hashem wouldn't want to do? Okay, you have to know how far you take this. You have to know, I've said that many times, careful to avoid. You know, not everything can be judged as a pretty same to my invitation. You have to know where you draw your lines. You know who you are, where you're holding, what you do. Which is, I'm not saying not, but there is this Nakuda. And the airplane is the big mystery. You watch the movie or not? No one knows. Read the Hebrew subtitles, so I have to put the earphones in. And if I put the earphones in, I'm listening to the Hasidic music. I'm a good boy. No, I'm just saying, so do you watch or don't? So it's a big mistake. It's a big mistake. It's not possible. Day flight. A night flight's not a problem for me. But a day flight, you watch the movie, don't you watch the movie? You give that movie to Hashem or don't you? If you don't watch the movie, that's too much on your mind, but say so. I'm just saying. The death is a chazen, it's not just about physical Samach Bechelke, but even Ruchnesik of Samach Bechelke. What does that mean? It sounds like a problem, right?
Someone thinks the Machbah Chelkei Ruchnis is, I'll just be totally satisfied with what I'm holding, and I'll never do anything about changing. Understand the Machbah Chelkei Ruchnis is, I can't change it. Whatever Hashem gives you, gives you. So that's the best for you. But Ruchnis, I can choose to dump it better, I can dump it to have more Torah, I can. So I can do the Machbah Chelkei Ruchnis. What's the Hashem talking about? Klaima. That the lack, the spiritual lack of the spiritual level of a person is also tolerant of this union. And so to Lavia, the Tamach in the level of Gemara that he's attained. And also the spiritual level of Ruchnias and the talent that he has in them. That Akash Bo was giving him everything he needs to fulfill his tafkid, his bad memory, and he's unable to sit, and he can't concentrate, and he's not so clever, and he doesn't chop so well, and he's a bit slow, and he's a... All that Akash Bo gave you as well, yeah. But I'm following to the Kalim Latvia. He also gave you tools with which to succeed. Kashura Daesha Komas and Bediktuk Bahashkoch of Pratis Mamish. When he knows that everything's done perfectly and with very personal attention to some Akhobasa, then he's happy in every situation. Ain't a no for Beluch or the Ain't a Machinan. He doesn't fall, he doesn't get depressed. The Daz Azum, a Tava, Hazor, Shochavera. In such a situation, his friend, his mum is fighting and growing and doing fantastic. Shaina Yaach of Ainam Afir Neshavazo, this in Pathai. What his friend's doing, and this one's achieving, this one's got whatever, doesn't interfere with it because it's his glasses, not mine. He's got what he needs, even in Ruchnis. Obviously, what's right for us, our Bechira, our input, nobody has to do that. If other person's got to be concerned about, you know, why am I not making the right choices, whatever, why? If other can't just throw it all to Hashem and say, oh, come on, the hell to yourself. No, you have Bechira, and Hakobel Hashemayim, Chukhmi, Yerushalayim, Levi, Hashemayim, nobody, you have to go and stay. But even then, you have to do some Achbachelkoi. You got a bed at night, but after you did the best you could, and then sleep. You could have done this, you could have done this. You don't know. You got to do tshuva. You got a virus, you have to do tshuva. Fine, now he's a tshuva, so no. You got a bed after you. Yeah, go on. What's the moment? What's the moment? What's the moment? He knows that he utilizes everything that's given him. But Tamar Yodela Hades are called Dovashi Eshlo, and he also can give praise and thanks to Hashem for everything he's got. Boven Zeh Yechel Yitkadim Ol Ha'alos Ruchnis, in such a way he can grow and develop in Ruchnis. V'chayev Hashalvim Toimim Gam La'ichus V'ol Ha'ol Ruchnis V'gashim Kechot. And this tranquility of life that he's attained gives to him the quality of actions in spiritual and in Gashmis together. He has a different quality of life spiritually and physically. Musupa Shapam Shaul Marana Chofetz Chaim Zatzalana Mechad Al Matzavoy. Chofetz Chaim asked somebody, how's it going? Was Machdi. Well, Aishiv Lo Yechil Eishu Eishu Taiv. Could be better. You know, you heard that one before. Someone asked you, how are you? Could be better. You know, it'll be fine. One day it'll be fine. Shalos Marana Chofetz Chaim Enayim Lo Shia Yechil Eishu Eishu Taiv. Could be better. Well, Akos Bochum Rochum Vachonu. Akos Bochum Rochum Vachonu. He doesn't know what's good for you, but you do. He wants to know what's good for you. He can give you more, and he wants to give you the best. So if he didn't give you anything else, it means this is what's best for you. You are I'm going to change the translation here, because it's you all the time. I am an island Bali, I'm a whole world, and the world's created for me. A kocha shenitna b'yadcha kol ha-tachlis ha-tzlichim v'shleimah sh'ayim roidus l'cho. Therefore I have everything I need in order to get to where I've got to go.
And
Ruchnias. because it's going to try and finish this last paragraph here. V'kachma al-binu b'na ba'al ha-charedim, the Sefer Acharim, it says, Eich lo hisboided imo yisparach, v'na t'reiz mancha yichidi. How can you not be alone, hisboided imo yisparach? Why? Because most of the time you're alone. The better imcha yichidi. In your mother's stomach you're alone. Ba'ez tishan you're alone. Haguf yichidi v'nashama yichidi. Haguf bekeve bodot. In the grave you're alone. V'nashama bodot b'gan Eden. The neshama's going to be in Gan Eden alone. L'kol tzadik midor l'fi kvoidot. Each tzadik l'fi his darga. L'chein shma b'kaili. Listen to me, says the Sefer Charedim. Lech imoy tomid v'lo tefared rega. Go with me all the time and don't separate from me even for one moment, says Hashem. Ki im tidrashenu yidrash nacho. Because if you search for me, I'll search for you. Lo yifresh mincha, I won't separate from you. Ma'ano ne'im elevi seyisparach. How pleasant and beautiful is Hashem escorting you. Ki avicha kaincha, because he's your father that created you. Ki ansecha v'yichayna necho. He made you and... formed you and made you, created you. Ma'anoi wa ne'im elevisa yisparach. How beautiful and pleasant is the escort of Hashem. When you go with Hashem, Hashem's escorting you. How beautiful is it?
Ah.